Good afternoon, world, cyber world, podcast world, hip hop world, entire world. What it is? You're live on WBLU 77.7 FM on your online dial, The Cypher. I'm your man, DJ OG Bobby Johnson, and it is Rec Shop Wednesdays. Wednesdays where we wreck a shop on Wednesdays. Getting the shop wrecked on Wednesdays. It's about 4:35 Eastern Standard Time, East Coast, First Coast, Jacksonville to Bangham, FLA to Gun Shape State. It is Real Talk Cutting Edge. And we have a quick, we'll make it as quick as possible, but a little topic that we want to speak on here. Some of the goings on in today's world. So, I'm not sure if you guys are news followers or listen to the doom and gloom. Every now and again, you got to listen to it to find out, you know, what's, or not really what's happening, just what they say is happening in your world. It's always important to kind of be abreast of current events because things will transpire that have the ability to affect you, either positively or adversely, and if you don't know about them, they blindside you. Nobody wants to be blindsided. So, let's talk about one thing in particular. There has been a huge FBI sting with several major arrests of very prominent people in reference to a college entry scam. So some very important, well, I wouldn't say they're very important, but some important people with money, people that have stature in the community as well as the actual nation, have participated and what has been deemed the biggest scam of such nature. Player, I don't even know who you are. There's one thing about me, I don't normally answer numbers I don't know, ever. So if you hadn't given me a number, you try to call, 9 times out of 10, you're gonna get the voicemail with a quickness. So what has been said is that it is the largest fraud ring of this nature or of this type nature in American history, allegedly. So these people, one of them is she was a star on Full House. The other one is a star from, I think, the Real Housewives of somewhere. One of the reality TV show people. Reality. Who's reality? Who's reality? Anyway, that's a different story. But so what happens is it's these people had made it in life. They've gotten rich off of their roles on TV and whatever else they've done in entertainment in Hollywood to get famous. And they got rich and famous. What most people constitute as rich. When it comes to me, when I think about rich, I think about Gates and Buffett and Robert Kiyosaki and Robert Kraft and people with super duper generational wealth, the wealth that's gonna last until their great, 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 they'll be way dead, long and gone, and people still living off their money. That's what I look at as rich. Millionaire, okay, you rich in societally, but at any time that could go. So these people, rich and powerful, rich and famous, already got all of the advantages of whom they are in society. You know, all the perks. You're rich, you're in Hollywood, you got the big house, you got the big cars, you got a staff, you got waiters, waitresses, butlers, maids, things of that nature. You got all of that because of your work on the silver screen. Beautiful. Happy. Congratulations. And salute what you've done. But your children that you had, and I know, I get it. First off, with the lifestyle that someone, and I haven't been in Hollywood, but I've been around some Hollywood cats, and I put it like that. The lifestyle that they have to maintain, it makes it difficult in child rearing. It makes it difficult. You have to have nannies and people helping out and all this good stuff. Sometimes the children that you rear or that you have may end up, you know, falling by the wayside a little bit. And they may not be as up to snuff as other kids are, or as the kids that are their peers are. And that's what happened with these people. The kids were not super duper smart. The kids weren't Ivy League and UCLA material. The kids weren't destined to be famed scholars. But, you know, you still want that opportunity for your child to be able to go to a university if you can. If you can, everybody does. Everybody would like for their child to have a Harvard or a Yale education or a Brown or one of these famous HBCUs, Howard, Morehouse, Spelman, Alabama A&M, Alabama State, FAMU, Grambling. Places like that, you know. And, you know, if you can get your kid into one of those schools, it's a beautiful thing. But let's just say your kid isn't really smart enough to enter one of those schools. Let's say they're not smart enough, for lack of a better term. We don't want to call any kids stupid. But these kids that they had could not pass ACT and SAT standards to be allotted the ability to enter those schools. So, drum roll, please. These rich, non-melanated, really white folks figured, hey, I'm white first off, I'm rich second off, and I'm powerful and famous. So some kid, who I guess you can say he's a deviant, because he would have to be to think of utilization of an organization like his was, for you to dream up and concoct that you're basically a criminal mastermind. You to say, shit, I got a whole bunch of homies as college deans and college athletic coaches, head coaches in these big universities. And if you just give me X amount of dollars, I'm almost positive that we can get your kid into X college. So that's what they did. These powerful folks with powerful money took their money to, and I ain't gonna just, dude ain't just a sleazeball, because most of America was built, most of the entire monetary world was built off some bullshit transaction like the dude is doing. Like he was doing. I forget his name. I think it was Singer or something like that. But he had a foundation, and he got these kids bogus admission into prestigious schools. I mean, like Ivy League, super top, notch schools, UCLA, Cornell, Brown, Harvard, Yale, wherever. You know what I'm saying? UC Berkeley, things of that nature. So some of these kids even got in on freaking sports scholarships, and these motherfuckers ain't played a day of sports in their life. Which really is painful for a child. It's painful to hear for a child, because I know as growing up, I worked my anus off to be a football player, you know, and thinking that I might make it pro or what have you. And to work your butt off as a child all that time, yet to find out that unfortunately all the scholarships have been taken at the school that you know will guarantee you an ability or at least the viewing to do your sport professionally, you know, for a living. You know, some of these schools, they get scouts that come there all the time because they know that that school is going to recruit the creme de la creme of the sports world some way, somehow. We won't get into that shit because we know these boosters pay money for these kids. We ain't gonna get into that. That's a different story. That's basically the fucking American way. Yeah, we know. I know what goes down. I've seen it. I graduated high school in Alabama where it was going down major with people like Cornelius Bennett, Bo Jackson, Jeff Moore, Thomas Holmes, Rodney Carter, Brian Bender, Nuki, what it is. All of these people I grew up with, every single last one of them. Now, me and Bo Jackson weren't like buddy-buddy. I didn't know him like walking out, "What's up, Bo? What's up, my homie?" But he played for McAdory. I went to Midfield. Rivals. Same city. You know what I mean? We was the only squad that beat McAdory the year that Bo Jackson played for him. So I know. I know what the boosters do, and I know how competitive the high school and the college sports market is. So you get these kids because they are of rich families. They come from the silver spoon. And you take them and put them posted up with some, yo, they even Photoshop pictures of these kids' heads onto other athletes playing the games that they were able to be admitted into these colleges on. So let me show you how deep the rabbit hole gets with this crap. Your child's not smart enough to get in academically. Your child's not a fat boy or a fat girl, so you think maybe they could get in on a sports scholarship. But they ain't never ever played a sport in their life, ever. You hear that, please hear that. They have never played a sport in their life. So you and this one kid with the agency, you guys go and find pictures of other high school athletes that look similar, build similar to your child, and you Photoshop your child's head on that child's accomplishment or that child's ability. Then you take those Photoshop or doctored up pictures and you take them to the university and use them to get your child a full ride, a scholarship, a spot in the school, a spot in the college. Because this college now thinks that they have a world-class or a potentially awesome athlete getting ready to enter their halls. Now, let's go a step further. I know you like, you can't get no further than that. Yeah, it can. And it will. So, not only did they Photoshop the pictures of its children's heads onto people that were onto other children that were actually sports athletes that actually did play the sport, Not only did they do the photoshopping, tell you how crucial these people are, yo. And this is the, it's not really funny. It's sad, actually. But I have to laugh because I'm like, wow, they really, really tried it like that. They really, 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 really tried it like that. Like, it wouldn't get figured out if somebody told. Somebody had to tell, too. So y'all need to, or you people that are involved in it, check your people, player. Somebody ran their mouth. Only way you guys got busted. Thank goodness somebody blew the whistle, because we have no earthly idea on how many times this has happened. It's probably happened numerous times. That's why the whistle got blown and somebody had to be the fall guy for it. This isn't the first time. And for an elaborate plan of that nature, they don't get caught with elaborate plans like that the first time. Because of the fact that they cross every single T and dot every single I the first time. After it's become a well-oiled machine and you've been doing this for some years, and the dude say he got about $25 million, which I know is probably a lie. He probably got about $250 million altogether. Because I know the lady from Full House and the lady from The Real Housewives aren't the first people to do this. You can say they are, you can say whatever. I'm not stupid. I was born at night, but it wasn't last night. Feel me? So let's go a little bit deep into the wormhole. So remember, they took children that played sports and photoshopped their kids' heads onto these kids' pictures so that it would show that their kids were actual sports stars when they weren't. All right, we got that part out the way. So they did that dirty deed. All right, let's go a little bit deep into the wormhole. So we all know to get into college, you got to take some type of entry exam, SAT, ACT, one of them T's. You know what I'm saying? You got to take one of them in order to get in. So these cats paid the testers. They paid the people from the ACT and the SAT to allot the ability. I love saying that. Allot the ability. To allot the ability for another child to come in with a doctored ID, knowing full well that this was not the child that was to be taking that standardized test, because it's not the same name. They don't look the same, none of that. But get that palm greasing, 50 bands in your hand at one time, and it's one kid. Whoa, what? 50 bands? All I gotta do is let him take the test for another kid? What? I'm looking the other way. Like, I'm looking the other way, yo. I don't see him. Let me get that 50,000. And that's what happened. So, not only did they doctor sports photos, Photoshop, and their kids got into schools on sports rides when they never played a sport in their life, they also sent agents or whomever they paid to take the ACT and the SAT for these kids to get higher scores. Pause. I want to take a good pause on that right there. Did you hear what I just said? My ACT, and I'm proud of it. I made a 17 first time out. And I think I was really just taking the test to get out of class. But I made a 17 first time out. Got accepted to Texas Tech and several other colleges that my mom wouldn't let me go to because they were out of state. I didn't know that the price was like double, triple if you're not a resident. My mom was like, are you crazy? Who's gonna pay Texas Tech prices? I was like, what you mean? Do you know what it costs to go when you're not from Texas? No. Looked it up. Oh my God. So, not only did these cats doctor the sports photos, they cheated on the standardized test that some people like based partially their young adult existence on the scores of those tests. And that's serious. When my partner, and I think I got his name exactly right, Alan Garrett was his real, he was cool with me, but he was really, really quiet, kind of nerdy, redhead, and white kid in high school. People didn't really pick on him. Some people tried, you know, but they didn't really mess with Alan too much. He was cool. Plus, he was cool with me. He was cool with a couple of the brothers. You couldn't mess with Alan. He didn't do any of our homework or any shit like that. He was just a cool white kid, just to himself, intrinsic. And he made a 30 on the motherfucking ACT. He made a 30. The school lost his wig, yo. I think the 31 is as high as you can make, or 30 something is as high as you can make. Kid made a 30. Immediately got a scholarship. So for people like him that worked their ass off as a child all the way up through high school to take this test and to score well on this test, and for that to define them as a young adult going into college, going into adult life, for you to take your kids that aren't as smart, and you know just as well as the teachers know that those kids aren't as smart, and to cheat the ACT and the SAT like that, that's one of the biggest slaps in the face. That should be one of the biggest slaps in the face for the educational system, period. For them to be able to do that. Now there's repercussions, big time repercussions. So they kick my girl, kick dough. That's what we call it in the black community, kick dough. That means they kicked your door in. They kicked dough the chick from Full House, 6 a.m., guns drawn. In Hollywood Hill, what? The Federales, the Letterman coming. 6 a.m. They don't, that's the way they do it, yo. You ain't, I mean, at this time, your privilege, your white privilege is revoked, nigga. Your white privilege was revoked. You know, come in, she talking about if she had known, you know, she would have just came in. Nah, that's not how it goes down, player. So, 6 o'clock in the morning in the Hollywood Hills, probably in one of the older, because Full House is from the 80s. She's old money. She's got 80s money. You know what I'm saying? 30 years ago. Got 80s bread, and the Federales come to kick your door, man. My boy, one of the stars of Shameless, the father from Shameless, is her spouse, is her husband. They ain't do nothing to him. They came straight for her. He ain't really have nothing to do with it. Collateral damage and all. Now he's just suffering the backlash and then, you know, gotta go through it. I don't know what happened with the Real Housewives chick yet. They ain't described her arrest as of yet. But the chick from Full House caught the full Monty. You caught it like a black person almost, except for you probably didn't get hit in the head a couple times. Definitely pause. You caught it like a black person almost. It just goes to show you that there's some really, really underhanded, deceitful people in this world in powerful positions. That's what it really goes to show. There's some people out there in this world that have basically what everybody else is chasing after. You You got the American dream, yo. You got past the American dream. You in the American la la land. You in the American fantasy land, yo. House in the Hollywood Hills. Successful in your silver screen career. Your spouse extra successful in his silver screen career. Now, what needs to be done in order to set your kids up for success? That's what you should have been thinking, instead of how could I cheat my kids way into being on top. Pause again, Redhead. Seriously, what you should have been thinking about is what it would take in order for you to help your kids succeed, not what can I do to cheat my kids' way into success. Which is what you did. Which is exactly what you did. You cheated your kids' way into success, and now your cheating has come back not only to destroy your kids' success, because I'm sure if they got degrees or what have you, they're going to be revoked. If, in fact, they're still in school, they're probably going to be expelled. They will probably have to restart, you know, the whole, they have to take the ACT and SAT over again and restart college as a freshman, which I'm not sure how far they were in, but one of the chick's daughter is a big YouTuber, and she does a lot of YouTube videos, got over 2 million followers, 2 million, pause. Again, it's over 2 million followers. So she gets on YouTube, and this is what she does. She does a video posting of herself in the dorm, talking about, yeah, she made it into whatever college it was. I think it was UCLA, not sure. But she's there in the dorm or what have you. And she says on a YouTube video, hey guys, just want to say what's up. You know, I'm here up at X College, what have you. You know, I'm just here basically for the frat parties and the sporting events. I don't care about school. You guys already know that. School, psh, who gives it about school? Yo, she's live on YouTube with over 2 million followers. I know a lot of people might not see the reason. Excuse me one second. Still McSniffly from whatever this crap is I got slid up in the office, yo. It's gone, but it ain't gone. And I hate that. So anyway, I'm sure a lot of people are wondering why I repeated that a couple of times. And I'm gonna pause for a second. Think about it. Think about it, party people. She's got over 2 million followers. She's young, in college, so pretty much guaranteed that 95 to 98% of those followers are her age or younger. Her age or younger. Probably a few older guys looking at her because she was hot or whatever. I think she's hot or what have you. But mostly her peers and younger people watching her. When you have that type of influence, and I don't mean that she has influence, but for you to have over 2 million followers, people are listening to your words. Your words have an effect on a large portion of the populace of somewhere. Some states don't have 2 million people in them, I don't think, or right at that many. I know, shit, there's some states without, shit, I bet you Wyoming ain't got 2 million people in it. I bet you it ain't 2 million people in Wyoming, in the whole state. So you got a large portion or a nice percentile of the populace listening to your every word. over 2 million, and you choose to say, yeah, I want y'all to think about it, because it's a point coming. It's rolling downhill. I'm sure you can see the snowball coming. You choose to say to your 2+ million followers that you're only in college for the frat parties and the sporting events. School, you don't care about. Pause again, granddad, because the more I think about it, the more it starts to upset me. You choose to say that to 2+ million people, 2+ million of your peers, and to the youth, to the future. What about those little girls out there that's looking up to you for being whomever's daughter that you are, whatever you've done to make you so popular and famous on YouTube? What about those little girls? And even a little boy. Some little boys think that these girls are the bomb diggity doo-wop, you know, because they're powerful and they got money and they are, you know, in the limelight and that, this and that. So what about these little ones, yo? What about the ones that are younger than you that come up and hear you say that crap about you don't care about college? You only there for the parties and the sporting events. Humongous ripple effect. And to be as cliche as I possibly can, with great power comes great responsibility. Shouts out to Stan Lee, RIP. With great power comes great responsibility, yo. If you got that many people hanging on your every word, you can't just say bullshit. And that's one of the reasons why I'm so pissed at the hip-hop industry, too. That many people hanging on the line, and these dudes out here ain't talking about nothing but drugs and partying. And they ain't even talk about, good drugs. These motherfuckers talking about drugs that your mom, your grandma, and them took. Percocet, codeine. I'm like, man, when I was a shorty, we was trying to get some chronic. I guess it's past that phase, huh? That's for slow movers. You gotta have some purple, some type of narcotic drug, something that you don't know what it's gonna do to you, or the side effects or the after effects. That's the kind of drug you gotta take now to be cool. Same thing as sitting up saying to 2+ million people that you don't give a feezy about college. You ain't there for that. You there to party and to kick it. The example you set, and I chalk it up to the youth. I was 20 something one time. I was, you know, doing ignorant stuff. I didn't say a whole lot of ignorant stuff because I guess I listened to a lot of older cats. I didn't say a whole lot of ignorant stuff, at least not intentional. Not on purpose. You know what I'm saying? As a 20-something-year-old, just stupid shit flies out. You didn't mean for it to fly out. You was just thinking, and that shit just hopped out your mouth. Man, fuck you. Oh, man, I mean, I ain't really trying to do that. For real, that's what happens when you're that age. But when you know, when you're 100% for sure that you got people hanging on your word, and this is the word that you give them, you know the effect that it's going to have. You know what it's going to do. You did it because you don't give a feezy. Because you're selfish instead of selfless. And when you have bread like that, you've already been raised pretty much what the society constituted spoiled. You had all the things that you've ever wanted. There was nothing that you didn't want that wasn't afforded to you, that wasn't given to you. And now you got an education, a higher education given to you, that there's people out here 10 years older than you that's still paying back the loan that they got for that shit. still working in a job where they know they ain't in their full maximum capacity or maximum potential for the money that they paid for the degree that they got, and that they still in the hole from, and they're still trying to work their way up to the level that they think that their college degree or their college education gave them, then you have the ability to sit your narrow tail. Hold on, let me get it like my mama. Sit your narrow behind. Gotta get my southern on there. Dirty South, that's where I'm from. So you're gonna sit your narrow behind on YouTube and tell these 2.1 million people that you there for the parties and you don't give a feezy about school. And now you're caught up. Now you're caught up. You probably were the link that broke the chain for them to go ahead and rain down on the investigation. Because they've probably been looking at it for years. Probably several hundreds, if not thousands, of y'all out there, Hollywood Hills, rich white cats, have filtered through the system without, you know, receiving a proper education. But you receive a proper degree and then you get a proper job. Probably several hundred of y'all, if not thousands. And you probably destroyed it for for everybody with your stupidity on YouTube. Not to say that it shouldn't have been destroyed. It should have been destroyed. So maybe what you did was divine intervention. But the fact that you could say that, and the fact that you knew your mom's name was cheating in the background. You knew you got into that spot on the slick tip. You knew that, but you still said it. So I think it's just desserts myself. You're just receiving what you deserve. You're reaping what you sow, for the supreme cliche. You're reaping it. Now it's coming out. Now the fruits of your labor are showing. And it's showing that your labor was underhanded and sneaky and dirty labor. And it got you something that most people only dream about here. Like I said, I would have went to Texas Tech. I wouldn't have went in the Army. I would have went to college. But my people couldn't afford to send me to Texas Tech. Your people could afford to send you anywhere. You could have went to a community college in Cali and got a degree. Your skin and your money would get you wherever you wanted to go. But no. You couldn't get a degree from Santa Ana Community. You couldn't get a degree from San Jose Tech or Polycal Tech or whatever school there was out there. You couldn't just go grab you an associate's or a bachelor's and move on into doing whatever you wanted to do because of the fact that your parents hold such stature in the country that you would be afforded the opportunity to do whatever you wanted to do after you were an adult. Usually with or without a degree. So the degree was just icing on the cake just in case you had to go into regular business instead of show business, which is what you come from. Couldn't just do that. You had to have the most prestigious school's degree so that you can basically compete with the Joneses and look like your friends, the ones that parents actually let them go through the right way, even though they were slightly privileged and probably got a few doors open that might not have been open for the regular. At least they did their own ACT scores. At least they submitted their own grades and GPA from school. At least they could actually be on, I forget the name of that team, it's the row team. The row team, the people that row, I forget what they call them. That be in the boat. At least they could actually do that. They were actually aspiring to be something like that or love that sport or did that sport. No, you put your picture on somebody else's face and said you played the sport when you never played the sport in your life. Nah. You ain't gonna take the ACT. You gonna let Jane Chung take it for you. and say she's you, knowing full well she's Asian, she's taking a test for you. And you think that nobody was ever gonna find out. Well, I'm sad to tell you, somebody found out. And I've been talking a little long on this. I didn't want to go too deep, but I did want the knowledge of the message to be got, to be conveyed. I want it to be felt that when you do dirt, it's coming back for you. When you do people wrong, when you cheat, swindle, and lie and steal to get somewhere that may have or may not have been afforded to you if you'd have worked it the regular way, karma sees and she comes back. She does not miss her target. Keep that in mind next time you're out there doing that dirt, yo. Keep that in mind the next time you out there swindling somebody. Keep that in mind the next time you out there getting over on people and padding your storehouse. Keep it in mind, yo. This is WBOU 77.7 FM on your online dial, The Cypher. I'm your man, DJ OG Bobby Johnson. It is Real Talk Cutting Edge on Rec Shop Wednesdays. Keep in mind what karma does when you do the things you do. Real hip hop is back. Real hip hop is back. Real hip hop is back, baby.